Let us again start on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Amori Barochel Imlach Lei Boso Shchute Bahade Boso Treife. Amori Barochel, they made Meliche Boso Shchute together with Boso Treife. The Shaila is, does it asa? Boso Lekame Derove, Omalei Atmeim, Lesser, Tziron, Veroitvon, Vekipo Shelahen. Let us see Rashi. Imlech Lei Boso Shchute Bahade Boso Nevela, seems Rashi's Girsa was Nevela. And then we have on the side also Girsa Sarif Nevela. Ubachli Menukiv Kemishpat Amilchim Boso. So Lachere, what should be the Shaila? Kami Boile Mi Amrine. Ki heichi de gabi dam loicha shinon le dilme polat elyoin u bola tachtoi. When it comes to dam, we can have two chatichas of boso, can be meleach both of them. We have a kli menukiv, we are never afraid that maybe dam came out from the top chatiche and went into the bottom chatiche. Domrinan calls man shetrudim bepleito einom boilim. Calls man the chaticha is atorud lahaflit enad boilim. Ushneyem nochim yachad mipleitosom. And when they stop being poilit, so there's nothing coming out anymore, so there's no dam coming out either. Calls man the dumb is coming out from the top one, it's coming out from the bottom one. And the bottom chaticha will not be beleyed, the dam from the top one, because it's torod lahaflit domoy. And when the bottom one stops, the top one stops. So there's no more plate. Ochinami loishno. So it's also the same thing. What's the problem? The problem is that the treife, the nevele, is pilot, so, but there's nothing to be afraid of, because the kshere will not be boileya from the treife, because it's torot lahaflit, domoi, v'tziroi. That was the shaila. Hachinami loishna oiloi. Or maybe not. Maybe here it is different. Rashi does not explain as yet what it's todei hashayla. But maybe not. Maybe here it's different. That was the shayla. So also lekame de rove. He asked rove the shayla. Omalei hatmeim he yiseire. Digabi hatmeim lochem v'chol hasheretz. It says hatmeim. So we learn from this pasuk lesser tziron v'roitvon v'kipa. So first Rashi wants to explain what kipa means. Pirmas boso, that means the remnants of boso v'tavlen hanikva b'shulei akter. Fine. That is the taich of kippah. And all of these are also, if you have a dover also, a yaitzimina also is also, tzir, reitev, and kippah. Now, Rashi continues, but even the tziron also, since the tzir of a dover tomei is also, so the tzir of nevele will also be also, mitzar habosar ashochet, Machmas tzira treife. Here Rashi says treife. So the tzir, the bosar shochet becomes also machmas tzira treife. Shunoyach libola min adam. So we have to realize This is a very difficult Gemara, a very difficult Rashi. He asked a Shaila. Here Rashi, at the end of the last four words of Rashi, Rashi tells us that Stodei HaShaila, which we were unaware of till now. He says, Rashi says like this, that what we know, that if something is torid lahaflit, it is not torid, so it will not be boileya, that's dumb. Dumb, if it's torid lahaflit, it will not be boileya dumb. But tzir will be nivla, even though it's torid lahaflit. That's what Rashi says over here. So memele, so that's why it's also. So the Rosh Yosef asks a very innocent question. He asks, it's Muradik Modne. It seems this was the Shaila also. The Shaila was, do I say, Kozman Shetrudim Bepleita Einam Boilim? Since it's trudim bepleita, so it's not beleya. Oiloi, what is the taich oiloi? Maybe tzir is different. Tzir maybe can be beleya, even though it is pilot. Tzir is nivla, though it is pilot. That was the shaila. So what did Rava tell him? There's a posik lesser tziron. That wasn't the shaila. The shaila was a different shaila. The shaila was a zit beileya the tzir. And this Rashi says automatically, given the tzir anosa, mitzar aposa shochet, mach masir atreifu shunayach libola min adam. I mean, that's, mean, l'chayret declared one shaila. He told him he didn't declare a shaila b'chlal of the tzir is also or not. He tells him, no, there's a posit the tzir is also. Fine. But he's still in the shaila. Well, he says, well, if the tzir is also, so it's very unclear. From the Ritva, it would seem, that that the posik, we have here, the pasuk tells us, Yotzei min haTomei is Osa. So the Ritva seems to clarify the Gemara. Ritva says as follows. Perish Rashi's out. The mistafkele, the dilme kol kamed, the torid lemiflatam, that was the shaila. Ibola shamnuni saloi. Is it balei? That was the shaila. V'rove poshet lei midisanya hatmeyim l'rabbe siram. V'kivan, the perish rashi's out, v'kivan the siram osa min ha-teire, nesa raboso, fine. The kimlei le rove da hi loy nitzacho elo lahai gavne shenimlecho imak sheire. So it seems from the Ritva says, the Pasuk says, atmeim leser tziram v'roitva. Now, what's the case of roitva? Roitva means that you cooked a dovo tomei and it goes into the soup. That's the case of roitev. So what is the case of tzir? The case of tzir is nimlach. That's the case of tzir. That means we're talking about different ifanim of yotze min atomei, that's also. So it seems v'kim luhu l'rove, that's v'kim luhu l'rove dahi, this posik that asos tzir, that's what the Pasuk is speaking about, that we're asking tzir. So Mamela, so in the Pasuk it says everything already. So it's a little bit understandable. The Gemara, he klal b'chlal ha-shayla maybe if it's Torah Lahaflik, it won't be Boilei Yedetzir. He says, I have a Posek Katmeim Lesser Tziron. And the Posek is speaking about such a case. Vekim, Vekim Le Lerove, Dilei Nitzcha, Elo Lahai Gavnish, and Nimlchoi Makshayra. So that's what the Posek is speaking about. So the Posek says everything. The Posek says that it's also, the Posek says that the Chatiche Kshel Kshayra becomes Nessa. I know everything from the Posek. So it's a little easier to understand. Let us go a little further. So the Gemara asks, V'leima leimi d'shmu, why did Rove bring a baraisa? It's also a difficult Gemara further. V'leima leimi d'shmu, why did Rove have to bring a baraisa? Hatmei, to tell us that the tzir is also... V'leim alayim idi Shmuel, dom a Shmuel, meliach, areyu kireseyach, v'chovush, areyu kimevushu. So the kash is a shrek. I mean, so what I see from Shmuel, I'm playing a different shayla over here. I'm playing a shayla. Shmuel said, meliach, areyu kireseyach. That something that's salty is a din, it's like it's reiseya, so it's mavliya. That's right, it's a milcha reiseya. But I had a different shayla. I had a shayla, but it's pilot. So, if the shayla was that since it's tolod, leaflay dam, it won't be pilot. Zichin is something. The Melech Areyu Kireseyach, the Kovash Areyu Kimavushu. That's true, but here there's a factor to prevent a bliya. I have something to bring about a bliya, Melech Areyu Kireseyach. But here there's a different shaila. So you have to understand what shan the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers, Imidi Shmuel, Havamina Hani Mili Doma. Shmuel said, Mariach Alei Kerei Seyach, that it's Mavliya, that's Tafke by Dom. Havotziron veroit von Loi. But Tzir and Roit of everything is Bechlal Muta, Kamash Malon. So let us see Rashi. Rashi, hani mili dom, klima, hani mili legabi dom, kagoin bekli shayne menuke, the boss of the polat hodobolo, that memra of Shmuel. That Shmuel says that meliach areya kereseyach. That is speaking about dom. That if you have dom and a kli shayne meleach, boss and a kli shayne menuke. And the dom accumulated in this keli. And now, but now it's stopping, toilet, so be bailea. So Mamela, that's what Shmuel is talking about. Avo tziron, zeyu, v'loi mitzah. Tzir is zeya. B'chlal it's not also. Without this baraisa, I would think that tzir is tamazay muta, b'lay mitzah. B'hoch ele dam lekele meichish. If for dam there's nothing but to worry about menukivu. Because it's menukiv, so, and since l'cher it's torad lahaflit, so it's not b'lay, dim kei, l'chaz dim lekein, k'sheira nami. Kamash Malon, the Tzir also. So he's coming to, so that's why he brought down this posik, the Tzir also. The Tzir Noyach Libola, who, Tzir is also Noyach Libola. So the Gemara is also very shvermi. What was the, here all of a sudden the Gemara says, I mean, if the Shaila was another Shaila, if the Shaila was, that was the Shaila, if it's, since it's Tavad Lahafli, maybe it's not Beileya. So how does Shmuel come in? Shmuel. I mean, we had a whole sugya that I mean, it's Kozman that it's Torah, Lahaflit, it's not Beileas. I mean, what's the Gemara's Kasha of Shmuel? Meisvei. Our Kaponim, what did Rava say? But let's know what we know. When Rava was machadish, that if you even have something that's maflit, it'll be by Leia Tzir. Tzir will get in. Meisvei. We learned, Dog Toyer Shemolchai im Dog Tomei Muta. My love shoy yishnei meluchim. Both were meluchim. The man, Dog Toyer Shemolchai im Dog Tomei Muta. So the man understood that both were Meliach. Now, the doctor is Mutter. Now, from the doctor is coming out Tzir. And the doctor is Mutter. So why is it Ake Mutter? So Al Kochoch, since Tzir is coming out from the doctor, it will not be by Leia the Tzir from the doctor. So clearly, not like Rabbi. My love show you shnei meluchim. Doctor shemolchayim doctor. Mr. Moses loy. Kigain show you toher meliach vitomei tof. No, that's not the case. The case is speaking about your two pieces of fish. You salted the kosher piece of fish. You did not salt a treifa piece of fish. So memele, so it's gewaldic. So the doctor may, nothing's coming out from the doctor may. Because the Meliach makes it, it should come out, but I didn't salt the doctor me. So nothing's coming out from the doctor. Tzir is coming out, Gevaldik. So there's no problem. But Al Koponim, so that's why it's kosher. Samuel says, until that's not the case. Or Mediktoni Seife, the Seife it says, Hoya, let's see the side, Hoya Toher Meliach. The Torah was Meliach v'tomei tofel mutter. So this is why says that's a new case. That the Torah was Meliach v'tomei tofel mutter. Michlal the Reisha, v'sheshneim meluchim askinim. The Reisha is speaking about both are meluch, and it's still Torah. And we say that since it's Torah livloit, so it's Torah livloya. Afilu b'tzir. So Gemara says, no, Perushi komefarish. That what it says in the Sefer, that there was Toyer Meliach v'tomei tofel, that's Pshat in the Reisha. That what said in the Reisha. Doctor Shemolcha, im Doctor Meimuto. What's the case? The case is that the Toyer was Meliach and the Tomei was tofel, the Tomei was not salted. Perushi komefarish. Toyer shemolchoi im dak tomei muta, that's the reisha, keitzad, sho ye toyer meliach ve tomei tov. So forget that's the case. So it's no kash, I said a good akimte. And now the Gemara says, ochi nami mistavra, it's mistavra, the way I told you pshat. Dis al kedaitach reisha shneim meluchim, if you learn pshat, that the reisha shneim meluchim. And the Barais is telling us that since the Meliach is poilet, it's not Beileyam. That's the Chiddush. Shahash, so why does he have to say the second case? Hash the Shneim Meluchim Shori, Toyer Meliach v'tomei tofel miboy? So why does he have to say if the tomei is tofel, it's not salted, it's mutter, please? Afilu the Tomei was Meliach, it's also Mutter, if that's Pshat and the Reisha. So Al Kochach, you have to say the Sefer is Ketzat. That, what I told you, the Toyer is Mutter, means if the Tomei was tafu. Zemar says, imishim ho lo yiri, anshudik. This is not a raya. Could very well be that the Reisha is speaking about both Amaliyah. And the Reisha is telling us, not the way Rava said, that since it's Torid Lahaflid, ain't a belayah. Aye, so why does it have to say the Sefer that Toy Maliach for Tomei Tofu that it's Mutta, please? What's the Riddish? Tone Sefer Ligluya Reisha. It said the Sefer to tell me when the Tomei is Tofu, it's Mutta. Ligluya Reisha to say that. So what's on the Reisha? Leitema Reisha Toy Maliach for Tomei Tofu. That you shouldn't say Pshat. That the reish is davke toyer maliach v'tomei tofel avushneim meluchim osom tone seife toyer maliach v'tomei tofel mechlal the reish is neim meluchim v'lochi shom. So the Gemara says it's no raya. That means, so we can, the Baal des Barais is parve. If you want, you can ask a kasha on Rove. I'll tell you that Rove learned pshat that what it says. That what it says in the Reisha, Doctor Shemolchayim Doctor Meimuta is speaking about who's only Meleach the Doctor. He wasn't Meleach the Doctor. That could be Pshat. So it's a Teretz on Rove. You want to prove it or you want to disprove it from the Sefer? No, you could either learn that the Sefer is Ketzav, and that's the way Rove learned. But if you want, you could say that the Seif is not Ketzad. The Seif is coming to tell us that the Reisha is the both Amaliyah, and then Itakia Barai and not like Rava. But you can't ask Akash and Rava because Rava learned that the Seif is being Meforish the Reisha. It's only Muta when the Tomei is Tafu. Toshma, so the Gemara says, Mi Seifa the Seif. There's another above it. Seifa the Seif. There it says as follows. Avolim hoya tomei meliach v'toyer tofel also. Now this din is a posha to din. You have tomei meliach, so the tomei is giving out tzir tomei. V'toyer tofel, and the toyer is not salted at all, so the toyer is being boileya, whatever the tomei is giving out. So it says also. That's also the toyer is also. So l'cheire we could be medayik. Tomei meliach v'toyer tofel huda also. Oshnei meluchim shari. Oh, it says the only time that the toyer is also if the toyer is tofel. But if the toyer would be moshnei meluchim, the toyer would be mutter. So it's a kashan rove. Because Rava says, Afilushneim Meluchim, it's also Asa. Because by Tzir, even though it's Torah Lahaflit, it's still by Leia. So the Gemara says, it's no Kash and Rava. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, no, don't make any diukim. I did the Tone Reisha, Toir Meliach, the Tome Tofel, that it's muta, tonenami seife, tomelich v'toyer tofu, is also. But who are then, that both meluchim will also be also. Let's see what Rashi says. My love, shneim meluchim, ushmami no, tzir nami loy mivla, koz mancha sukim bepleite. That both are Isaac Beplaita, that it is Mutta, not like Rava. Ushmami not Tzir and Mutta like Rasina, that was Ichanat Geiris. Because, I mean, less man the poll that the Tzir is also. Tofel mibli melech. Tahashta loipolit tomei midi. The tomei is not poilit anything. Avoshneim meluchim. The tomei nami polit also. Bekoshkein tomei meliach v'toyer tofel. O shnei meluchim shori, de shnei trudim bepleito. Fine. Now, we're going to learn new halachas. Omar Shmuel, Ein Aboso Yoitze Midei Domoi, Ela Im Kein Moilchoi Yofe Yofe. In order to make sure that you extract all the dam from the boso, you have to salt it very well. What does that mean, salt it very well? The Ritva says, Sheyababoi melach mikol tzidodeho. You have to make sure it should be completely coated with salt to ensure that all the dam comes out. Umeidichoi yofe yofe. And afterwards, you have to wash it very well. So the Ritva says, L'shavshifoi heitev yofe b'mayim tzoynenim. You have to wash it very well to take off all the salt. The Ran brings down the Ramban. You have to make two adoches. Echad b'kli menukiv. Lahavir hamelach. You need one hadoche to take off the salt. The salt absorbed the dam. And then, va'achas bekli she'ene menukiv, tipas dam she'olof. That means there are some droplets of dam which are on the boso. And so, again, it has to be like soaking a little bit in the water that these droplets should go off. These droplets, it's only a mashu, it's dos, won't answer it, but we just have to get it off. So that's the yofe yofe means, the Ramban says, two adoches. I think in two malichas also, from the outside and the inside of the meat, it should be salted very well. But it seems, that's it. That's your meleach and your mediach. Itma Ravuna Oma Meleach Meidiach. Bimasnise Tone Meidiach Umeleach Umeidiach. You wash it first, then you salt it, and then you wash it again. So that's not like Ravuna. Ravuna said Meleach Umeidiach. And in the Barais it says Meidiach Meleach Meidiach. Loi Pligi Hode Chalalei Beitabche. That means like this. If the butcher washed it before, so you don't have to wash it again. If the butcher did not wash it before, then you have to wash it first, then salt it, then wash it again. Now, what is pshat? Why do you have to wash it first? So the Ritva brings down two mahalchim. Why do you have to wash it first? What's in your washing it first? So the second mahalach is, he says, in order for the salt to start to extract the dam from the boso, so you have to first wash the boso, that the boso becomes soft and it becomes moist, and then the salt will start working on it to extract the dam. But if you have like a dry piece of, it's not soft and moist, you pour the salt on it, the salt will not do a proper job. So that's the din of meidicha, you have to first be meidiach. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is that maybe there's dam ben on the boso, and it seems on this dam be'em, the salt will be mavliyed into the boso. So for kelt, I'm not accomplishing anything but this. Shein ha-melech maflit al ha-dam ha-bolua be-boso. But it seems the dam that's on the surface of the boso will be mavliyed in the boso. Kitsa, that's another reason why you have to wash it before you salt it. Tuma halcha. Zogte Gemara weiter. Rav Dime minerdo molachlai bimilcha galonisa umenapitzlai. Now, I'd like to say over two pshatim in this Gemara, which is mamish minakotze lakotze, I'd like first to say the Ritva's pshat, and then we'll see Rashi's pshat. Al kaponim, it says here, just let's, before we say any pshatim, let's just say taitshvelta. Rav Dimi minardo molach le bimilche galal niso. When Rav Dimi salted a piece of meat, he used grubber salt. He used thick salt, coarse salt. Fine. Number one. That's one thing that he did. Number two, umenapitzlei. And after the time came that it was, after the 18 minutes that it was salted, he shook off the salt. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Now we have to understand, what is he telling us? So the Ritva brings down a pshat, b'shem arayvit, till Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi was the one that discovered coarse salt, that it's preferable to salt meat with coarse salt. But let's see what, so he says as follows, ta'ada osi Rav Dimi, hoyom moichim b'chol melach, all salt, full of thin salt, Bolaini foots, he couldn't shake it off either because it was stuck to the meat. Vayotzrichin ladiach habosor harbei achamaliche bekli menukiv mibnei adam amisare b'mayim sh'oya alpnei habosor v'choyzer achshav v'nivla b'bosor. That means it was a very big avoider. That means the salt melted with the dam in it, and it was very dovuk to the basal, so they had to wash it very, very well to get rid of the salt. Rav Dimi said, Rapoisai, he came with a new einfall, with an invention. Velimeid lemloyach bemelach kasa. Don't do that. It's a big job. You use the thin salt, so it absorbs the blood and it's dovuk to the basar, and you have to be hadiach habasar harbe till you get rid of all the salt. Yeah. So he said, I need to take thick salt, take coarse salt. She'efshel l'nafsa yof. You can shake it off. It doesn't stick to the basar. You can shake it off. He says, and there's only loya yinisha dam apnei abos elamat. Maybe there's a small amount of dam after you shook off the salt, which shakes off pretty easily. Maybe there's a small amount of dam. Shein boke day lesa. Lekachum ladiach afilu bekli sheini menukim. The little amount of salt, of dam that's left, the salt you got rid of, shakes off like a breeze. And now there's a little dam left over, so put it in the kli. And then, fill in the cliche, and the manuka wash off the small particles of that Shalom al Yisrael. So it comes out the way the Raivet learns Pshat. Rav Dimi was Mechadish, a easy way how to salt meat. And the coarse salt, he used coarse salt, and the Mela, he saves a lot of time. That's how the Raivet learns Pshat. Now let's learn Rashi. Rashi, we'll see like this. Zot Rashi, milche galal niso, melech gaso. Umeinapetz leile milche laachazman, he shook off the salt, mipnei shahadam nivlabo, because there's dam in the salt, you can't keep the salt, it's. Avo melech dako ein zorich lenapetz, shini techas matzmo. But melech daka, thin salt, you don't have to be menapitz. Shini techas matzma. It dissolves by itself. So the Rishayis seems, I don't know. I saw the Chedushi Anshe Shem. He says the Rashi learns like the Ravid, but it's when I saw the Rishayis and the Rishayis learns. I mean, Rashi learns Fakert. From Rashi we see clearly that fine salt is better than coarse salt. As I was saying, So he says like this: the Rishayis is two mahalchim in Rashi. One mahalach in Rashi is the melech gas. If you have thick salt, coarse salt, abshemi diach adoch achayne, tzorch nipots mikoydim, that adoch won't help. Adoch will not take off all the salt. If you have thick salt, adoch won't help. So you need nipots. Mashayin came be melech daka miyabshemi simay be maim on nimas. Nimases, we have oid kiroiseyach. So pum fakert. So what did Rav Dimi do? I don't know what Rav Dimi did. Rav Dimi looked for problems. Rav Dimi looked for problems. I mean, according to Rav Yosef, if you need, he had calls, maybe that Rav Dimi, maybe Pshad is according to the Rav Yosef, Rav Dimi menadom moruch b'milchuk anisam anapetzlei. It seems, according to the Rav Yosef, punfakel, he only got coarse salt, he only had coarse salt. So he couldn't do what everyone else is doing because Hadacha won't help with the coarse salt. So first he had coarse salt. So first he had to be menapetz. So first he had to shake off the salt and then he'd make Hadacha. But if you have fine salt, finish, just put it in water, it dissolves. That's one mahalach in the Reish Yosef. And the second mahalach in the Reish Yosef, Pshat is like this, we're not talking about Bechlal Adoche, that by Melach, Gas, Tzorich, Niputz, V'hu B'mokim Adoche Achoyne, Niputz is sufficient, V'oy Meidiach, Oy Menapetz, Melach, Dakein, Tzorich, Klau, Kinimeses, B'shas, Meliche, V'dam, Mishrak, Shorik. The second Pshat is, that by fine salt, you don't need anything, it dissolves in the blood, it slides away in Samazek. It's very good. And by thick coarse salt, one of the two, either you shake it off or you make Hadoche. So the first pshat is more machmel. That means you need first to shake it off and then to make Hadoche. And fine salt, Hadoche is sufficient. And according to the second Malach, fine salt, you don't have to do anything. And coarse salt, you have a choice, either hadoche or nipples. That's this. Look to another locha. Omar Rav Misharshia. Ein marzikin dam bivnei ma'ayim. Now Rav Misharshia says not all the chalokim of the behemoth you have to salt. Bivnei ma'ayim, you don't have to clear, there's no dam there. Tilgimo akarkasho umeyayo vahadro dekante. Period. Let's see what Rashi says. Zut Rashi, ein marzik in dam, einam becheskes dam le oser, im leinim lechu. That means you don't have to declare that the bnei ma'ayim have dam. There's nothing what to worry about. And what is that? What's the bnei ma'ayim? Hadro dekante, dakim shesovi vakante, Ma'ayo keivo v'keres v'shar hadakim v'kalkisho tavchai v'shu d'kolim. Avol ha'leit v'horeye v'akovid v'kam t'gufi yesh pandam u'tzrichin limolech. Fine. Zot t'gemore v'aito. Another lochem. Omar Shmuel ein menichim boso meliach Ella agabi kli menuke. You can only salt meat only in a keli that has holes in it, that the water will drain, that the dam will drain out of the keli. Rav Sheshes malach le galma galma. Rav Sheshes, each piece of meat he salted separately. He did not want to put one piece of meat on top of the other. So the Gemara says, "Es of sheshes trei my time aloy. Why don't you want to put one piece of meat on top of the other? Mishim de porish my high ubola high, because the dam will go out from the top piece and go into the bottom piece. Is chadnami porish my high gisa bola high gisa. So by one piece of meat, you also have the same problem that the dam is porish from one side to the other side." Seems that's called Dam Sheporish. And so Memele Eloishna. So let's see what Rashi says. Zatrashi Eloishna Umuta. There's no problem. The time make the poshina lael. The chosman she trudim lifloid ainam bailem. They did what the Yahoo fear is not necessary, because this is the yisoid that we learned on Kufyud Beis Amud Beis, that since it's Torah Leifloy, it will not be Beilei. When the bottom piece stops being maflet, so the top one also stops being maflet. So Memele, so there's nothing but to worry about. Another halacha. Omar Shmu Mishum Rabchiye, Ashoiver Mafrakto Shel Behemo Koidem Shetetze Nafsha. That means after he shechted it, he broke the Mafrekes of the Behemo. Koidem Shetetze Nafsha. Areze Machped Es Aboso the Geisel as Abriyais Umabliya Dam Beivol. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Areze Machbed as Aboso, that makes the meat way more. Lefi Shebishas Shchita, so Bishas Shchita, he Trudo Lohitzi Dam. So it seems the Bishas Shchita, it's Maitzi Dam. Now this is Mamish Tuzetzes. First he shechted it, and now he broke the mafrekes. That means it seems the behema groans after the shchita, and the groaning process brings about that that the dam comes out through the beis hashchita. If he broke the mafrekes, it can't groan anymore. It doesn't have koyach to groan. So the dam remains. So the dam stops coming out. V'sheiketes. So the behemoth is quiet about it. He doesn't have any koyach to groan. V'adam nivla beivorel. The dam is nivla beivorel. Now umachbid aboso. So now the meat weighs more, because now it's saturated with dam. Like this, if the behema would be groaning, so that would make that a lot of dam is coming out, so it doesn't get saturated in devorim, not get saturated in devorim. V'nimtza goyzel as abriyos, shumoicha b'mishkol v'adam shoykel. And he's selling a pound of meat, and I got news for you. It's not a pound of meat, it's the 3/4 of a pound of dam, and then you have a 1/4 of a pound of meat. Areze machbed es abosa v'goysel es abriyos mamili yedam beivol. So the Gemara closes the shayla. Now what is pshat in this memory? Iboilu eichi koma machbed es abosa v'goysel es abriyos. That means the whole avlo over here is achay shemishpedik avlo. You make that the meat should weigh more, and therefore you're at Gazlan, you're charging them for meat, and really they're getting a small percentage of meat with a large percentage of dam. Mishum de mavliya dam bevorim, and the third thing, mavliya dam bevorim, is because by breaking the mafrekes, he was mavliya dam bevorim. This is a reason, not a third isa. Holiday day, shapodomi, but for himself, if he's not selling it, so there's no problem. You want to be mavli adam beivorim, gizunta hate. You want to eat the meat, you'll kasha the meat. The melich will take out all the dam. Oy dilma le di day na miyos. Maybe mavliya es a mavliya dam bei vorim is a third iso that malicham won't help anymore. Since the dam, the bosa became saturated with this dam, the malicha is not capable of taking out all the dam. Take, we don't know pshat. Zot Rashi, iboilu. Hey, chikoma, hai mavliya dam diktoni, kule chadi suru, it's one big iso. Vochikoma, machbide sabos, nimsa geislo sabris. And who mishum, the mavliya dam, shemachbid es mishkola, he's making that the weight of the boso should weigh much more. Pavlos dam, lefrushi geislo sabris, nokidlo, this is explaining how he is goizel the bris. Holiday day, the lekala may mishim gzele, show if you shul chayze b'yeit, say day melach. I do melody day na miyosa, v'tarti yisuri kachoshet. Chode de goizel es a bris. V'chode da mevli yedam, v'shuveni yoytze v'oichel, v'shuveni yoytze, since it has a multitude of dam, so it's not yaitz anymore, but oichel dam, and melicha will not help.